Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Organizing Confidence Unlimited podcast. I am Maggie, a busy mom and owner of Organizing CU, a professional organizing business based in Champaign, Urbana, Illinois. This podcast is for all of the busy moms who are sick of losing steam and are ready to get organized to gain time for yourself and your family. We're going to be going in depth on a bunch of organizing topics from paperwork to kids' toys to daily routines. And today we're talking about closets. I'm going to start off by being just a little bit of a nerd here and apply the Pareto principle to your closet. Pareto was an economist who observed that 80% of the wealth in Italy was held by 20% of the population. That's kind of known as the 80-20 rule. You've probably heard it in other aspects as well. And now I'm going to guess that you wear probably 20% of your clothing 80% of the time. I personally am 100% guilty of this, so I'm guessing a lot of you are too. In your own closet, you have a bunch of clothing that you don't wear often. And today we're going to talk about ways to get them out of the closet and make space for the things you love to wear. So that way maybe you could wear 90% of your clothing 90% of the time. My organizing philosophy of reduce, arrange, maintain is still absolutely applying in your closet. I've got some ideas for the reduce part, and then we're going to go into the arrange and maintain parts after that. When it comes to reducing, one of the ways I like to challenge my clients is to get them to change their mindset from what am I going to get rid of out of my closet to what do I want to keep? Instead of trying to go through and choose things that you dislike enough to maybe donate, you're instead choosing the things to take space in your home that you truly love and enjoy wearing. On my blog, I outline a 4-step process for clearing out your closet. Step 1 is going to be to throw out anything that's broken. Things with a zipper stuck, buttons missing, that sort of thing. The second part is to get rid of anything that doesn't fit right now. If you are a pregnant mama, I am obviously going to give you a pass because if it doesn't fit you now, understood. But take a look at your clothes from before you got pregnant and see if they fit you. The third step is to toss out all those uncomfortable shoes, the ones that give you blisters or maybe you can't wear for more than an hour. Those are the three real simple ones. The last step is to go through your clothes and keep only the ones you love. And this is obviously the super tough part. There are, as always, a few different ways that you can tackle this step of going through and choosing the clothes that you really love. As I talk about pretty frequently, organizing your home is a personalized process, and you really need to come up with a system that works for you. When tackling a big space like your closet, you're definitely going to want to work with your natural tendencies instead of against them. There's no need to change your habits when there's a million different systems out there, one of which is perfect for you. And I'll outline 3 different approaches to tackle this reducing the clothes in your closet by keeping only the stuff you love. The first way to reduce is the donation box approach. If you're short on time and cannot dedicate hours and hours at a time to work through your entire closet in a day or a weekend, just start by putting a donation box in or near your closet. Every time you put something on that you decide you don't love, toss it in that bin instead of hanging it back up. I literally just did this yesterday. I put a shirt on that I don't always enjoy wearing, and I thought, you know what? I don't like it. I've only had it for about a year, but every time I put it on, I feel uncomfortable and I'm kind of squirmy and I don't love it. So you know what? Even though it's pretty new, it went in that bin. If you take this process, it's going to take you a few weeks or months to thin out your closet, but it's definitely going to help you and move on the way to getting it reduced. The next way to try to reduce is what I call the scale approach. Not like a scale for your weight, but a scale of how much you love a clothing item. So go through your closet and assign each item a number that describes your love for it. That super soft cardigan that maybe you wear every date night, it's a 10, you're keeping it. Those leggings that you've had for a couple years that you used to wear all the time but are now a little uncomfortable when you wear them for more than 2 hours, they get a 4. The shirt that I tossed out, that was maybe a 6. Anything that you value, maybe 7 or below, get rid of it. You clearly don't love it and don't enjoy wearing it. So using this scale, you can just kind of decide, I'm only keeping these things that I truly love and enjoy wearing. The last way I'll kind of discuss to reduce what's in your closet is my category approach. Take everything out of the closet and group it by category. Skirts, dresses, jeans, yoga pants, t-shirts, sweaters, etc. Then you're going to go through each category and decide how many of each item you want to keep. Some people might decide, okay, I only need 3 pairs of jeans. Other people might decide they want 5 or 6. Other people may decide just to, whatever you have, just cut it in half. Okay, I've got 10 t-shirts, I only need 5. I've got 10 sweaters, I only need 5. I've got 20 pairs of shoes, I only need 10. A few people of you out there might be able to go full minimalist of just, I only need, you know, 5 shirts, 6 pants, and that's it. Now, if you're not able to dedicate the entire day to this project where you're doing your whole closet all at once, you can maybe just spend an hour on each of those categories as you have time. So maybe a rainy Saturday afternoon, kids are napping, you're all caught up on laundry magically, pull out all your shoes and try to tackle them in an hour. Wednesday night, maybe you're not able to fall asleep, start going through some of your work pants. There's no need to do it all in one day if you take this category approach. It's going to be the most time consuming over time, but you can definitely break it up. The first thing to do when you're reviewing each category is decide if there's any duplicates or, you know, kind of close to duplicates that you have. If you're looking at, say, your shoes, think about if you really need 2 pairs of brown, strappy, flat sandals. Yes, one is a darker brown that you love to wear with that one dress when you go to casual weddings. But would your lighter brown sandals that you wear every week do just as fine as a replacement? Sit there and try to think about, okay, do I actually need these? And which ones can maybe start pulling double duty? Once you've weeded out the duplicates, decide what items you really love. I give my clients a list of questions and have them choose 2 or 3 that hit home. Again, you're personalizing it to make sense for you. That's exactly what we're doing when we're organizing anything. It needs to make sense for you. So I'm going to read through the entire list and just choose a couple. Pay attention as I'm reading them and just choose a couple that really make you kind of go, oh, yeah, okay. So here's the list. Do I feel great in it? Does it fit well? Is it still my style? Is it in good condition? Is it a quality item? Do I really need or want it? Do I even like it? Have I worn it in the last year? Would I buy it today? Would I immediately replace it? So some of those questions of just, do I feel great in it? Does it fit well? Is it in good condition? Those are pretty self-explanatory. The last couple of ones of, would I buy it today? That means, okay, if I saw it in a store, would I say like, yes, absolutely, I still have to have that. Or let's say your kid took a Sharpie and colored on this shirt. Would you immediately replace it? Would you say, oh, I have to go to the store and get another one of these? Or would you make do without it? And the last one is, would I donate it if it were originally free? Keep in mind, nothing is too nice or too expensive to donate. You definitely should not let something take up space in your home because of the price tag, period. Kind of once you stop attaching monetary value to an item, it becomes easier to let it go. So the shirt that I said I've had for a year, I try to imagine like, if this were just a free shirt someone had given to me, would it still be in my closet? And the answer was no, absolutely not. And that helped me make the decision to get rid of it. And like I said, you don't need to do all 10 or 11 of those questions for every item in your closet. Just choose the 1 or 2 that you kind of went, ah, those are the ones that you should do. The 2 you thought of might be, is it still my style? And would I immediately replace it? As you're going through each item in your closet, ask yourself just those 2 questions real quick. If they're both yes, keep it. If they're no, put in the donate box and be done with it. Now that we've tackled the reduce part of my reduce, arrange, maintain philosophy, let's move forward into the next step, which is to arrange. You have to have your closet set up in a way that makes sense to you, or else you're never going to be able to keep it organized long term. Let's start by talking about hangers. Some people love to use them, and other people really hate them. Somehow they are a love or hate thing. So figure out whether you love or hate them. If you love them, then purchase some more and hang up as much stuff as possible. Your t-shirts, your bras, your belts, your jeans, your pants. Everything you can put on hangers if it makes it easier for you to do laundry and put everything away in the closet. If you hate hangers, maybe try removing it all and focus on getting everything into drawers or baskets or cubbies. If you are going the basket, cubby, drawer route, the next thing you need to figure out if you're an opened or closed storage type of person. Some people are a definite open because in their mind, out of sight, out of mind. If their leggings are in a fabric cubby on a shelf, they're never going to look in that basket, which means they're never going to put it back in the basket once they take them out. In that case, you should either be using maybe wire or clear bins to see what's inside easily. Myself personally, I like closed storage. I don't like seeing piles of stuff. But working as an organizer and talking about this with lots of people, I am definitely in the minority. My brain works well with labels, so clothes bins and storage are great for me. But I'm not you, and I'm not going to be the one in your closet. So you really need to figure out for yourself, what's going to be the best way for me, and how do I already work in my closet so that way I can keep it organized long term. Another issue might be you have a small closet, and you might not be able to keep all of your clothing in there at one time. Or maybe you're one of the people who you love summer and you don't want the torture of seeing your swimsuits every day in the middle of a Midwest winter. Either way, you're going to have to take advantage of rotating your off-season clothing. I have about a 2x2 cloth bin that sits on the high closet shelf. In the hot summers, I keep my sweatpants, long underwear, wool socks in there. And in the fall, I'll swap them out and put some beach towels, swimsuits, linen shorts, maybe some sandals in there. You know, the kind of stuff I'm not going to need all winter long. If somehow a vacation magically pops up on my schedule, they're still right there within reach within a minute, but they're not in my way every day. I call that my prime real estate. Up on the high shelf, not prime real estate. The stuff I'm using all winter long, I'm keeping that nearby. You could store your off-season clothing in a bin on a shelf like I do. It could be in your basement, under your bed. My mom stores her in her guest room closet. But if you're low on space, even after doing all of the reducing and the purging, we can definitely still make your closet functional for you. The thing to always remember is to set it up in a way that's going to make sense to you so you always know where to find things and where they get put away. The reduce and arrange are tackled, so now we're moving on to the maintain aspect. As I discussed in last week's paperwork episode, you do need to set some time to maintain your organization when it's something that's an ongoing process with new items coming in and going out. In this case, they're coming in and going out after every wear and wash, or you're buying new stuff or you're donating. There's a lot of moving parts, and so you really need to set aside time each week to maintain it. You're going to want to do that either each day or maybe each week to reset your closet back to how it's set up. Coupling it with a current task is always a great idea. Maybe do it just before you're brushing your teeth and just make sure any clothes that maybe got tossed on the ground are either in a hamper or hung back up. Or every time you put away laundry in there, make sure all of the clothes are back where they belong. Another habit to get into is the one-touch rule. This is something you could do of if you decide to take something out and then not wear it, put it away immediately. Don't toss it on the ground or onto, you know, the chair to deal with later. Touch it once and then be done with it. Earlier, one of the methods I discussed was keeping a donation box in your closet for when you're doing the reduce part. I also recommend keeping one in there for the maintain part. A lot of times, like me, you decide you don't like a shirt and then you toss it on the ground, then it goes back on a hanger and you have that cycle of constantly trying it on, not loving it, putting it back. Instead, do what I just did literally yesterday. Put it in the donation bin and get it out of your house and stop it from taking up space in your closet. The last tip I'm going to discuss for the maintain aspect is space limits. It's a way for you to keep your items contained to a certain amount of space in your home. A good example I found is your silverware drawer. You likely have one of those silverware drawer organizers that have spaces for your knives, your spoons, your forks. And you probably only have as many forks that fit in there. It's a visual space limit of, I only need this many, and if I have more than this, it is too much. You can enforce the same type of space limits in other places in your home. I'm going to talk about it more in a future episode, but for now, try to imagine the amount of hangers you have as your new space limit. Don't buy more hangers. Once you have your closet decluttered and you have everything hung up that you want, don't buy any more hangers. If you bring more clothing into your home, you'll need to get rid of as many things as you brought in. If all of your t-shirts are now organized into just one drawer, don't let them seep into another drawer. If you're struggling to fit everything into your designated space limit, it's time to maybe go back and do that first step of reduce again, just to make sure you're staying organized. Once you've gone through your closet with my reduce, arrange, maintain process, you're going to see how much easier it is for you to get dressed when you're not constantly looking for something that you love. Spending some time to purge your unwanted clothing, you're giving yourself space in your closet, time in your life, and energy to do some other things. Now let's go get organized.